Okay, we're on Daf Samach Vav tonight. So if you remember yesterday, we did the Mishnah, and in the Mishnah we mentioned that everybody agrees that the Pesach is Docha Shabbos, means when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, everybody agrees that the Shechita is Docha Shabbos, and the Mishnah said also that the Zrikat Dam and the Michui Kravav, the Haktara, all those things, and offering the chalev, they're all docha Shabbos, but there are things that are not docha Shabbos, and we said that even if there, in other words, there are things drabanan that are not docha Shabbos because you could have done them before Shabbos, like carrying the lamb and bringing it outside the tchum. Those are not docha Shabbos. And then the Tana Reb Lezer didn't agree with that. The Tana Reb Lezer held that just like Shechita is Docha Shabbos, so all of those are also Docha Shabbos as well. Okay, so let me go on Samach Vav Ben Aleph, 66a, around 10 lines down. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Halacha Zuna Da'alma Mibnei B'Teira. This halacha about what the source is, to Shech the Korban Pesach, on Shabbos was hidden from the B'nai B'Teira. So the B'nai B'Teira were three brothers. I think the most famous one that we remember is Rabbi Huda ben B'Teira, but he was one of three brothers, according to the way the Aruch learns, and they were each Nesiim at different points in time. They each Gedolei Torah, and somehow this halacha was like hidden from them about what to do. So the Rishami learns that it was Min HaShemayim, that Hashem like blocked like the information from them, like that they forgot it. But once then, so the Gemara says, "Pamachad chal arba'asar liyot b'Shabbat." Once the 14th of Nisan was on a Shabbos, like it is this coming year, shachachu v'lo yadu im Pesach docheh Shabbatim lav. They forgot and they didn't know if the Korban Pesach is docheh Shabbos. He says, "Amru klum yesh adam shodei im Pesach docheh Shabbatim lav." He said, "Is there somebody who can tell us whether Pesach, the Korban Pesach, is docheh Shabbos or not? Whether it, you know, pushes away the Shabbos." And so Amru Lahem Adam Achadye Shalami Babel Vehillel HaBavli Shmo. He said, there's one person who came from Babel. His name is Hillel HaBavli. He's a big Talmid Chacham. I saw one of the Pshatim today that said that that the Gemara elsewhere learns that one person from Babel who makes Aliyah to Eretz Israel is like equivalent of two people in Eretz Israel. That's there was Machlokin in the Gemara, but that was one side. He says, Shashime Shnei Gedolei Ador, Shemaya Bavtalion. He served the two Gedolei Ador. So remember, they have like a period with the early time the Tanayim was Zugot. Like they had pairs that I mentioned in the beginning of Pirkei Avot. One was the Nasi, one was the Abbeitin. So Shemaya Vavtalion, those were the fourth pair of Zugot, and Hillel and Shammai were the fifth pair. Oh, Michael has his card. Okay, we'll see in a minute. So let's take a look. Okay, Michael has holding up the card for us. It's difficult to see, Michael, but all right. But anyway, it's the Zugot. So he says, Shemishnei Gedolei Dor, Shemai Bavtalion, V'yodeya in Pesach Docheh Shabbatim Lav. He says that he knows whether Pesach is Docheh Shabbos or not. Now, in one shot you could say is that they knew that Pesach was Docheh Shabbos, but they didn't know the source for why it was Docheh Shabbos. It was one way to understand the sugya. He says, Shalchu v'karulo, so they sent and they summoned him, Amrulo klumat hayudeim ha-Pesach Docheh Shabbatim Lav. Do you know if the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, meaning that you could do Shechita on the Korban Pesach, you know, Zrikas Dam, and so forth, when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos. So Amar Lahem, V'chi Pesach Echad Yesh Lanu B'Shana, Shedochet HaShabbat, is there only one Pesach during the year that you're wondering whether it's Docha Shabbos? He says, V'lo Harbe, Yoter Mimatayim Pesachim Yesh Lanu B'Shana, Shedochet HaShabbat. We have more than 200 Pesachim that are Docha Shabbos. So let's look at the Rashi on this. If you look at the Rashi, it's like around the fifth narrow line from the top. V'chi Pesach Yesh Lanu Shedochet HaShabbat, V'lo Yoter Mimatayim Pesachim Yesh Lanu Shedochet HaShabbat. Klomar, Yoter Mimatayim Korbanot Yesh Shedochet HaShabbat B'Shana. In other words, in the course of the year, there's more than 200 Korbanot that are Docha Shabbos. And it was lambs that you'll shecht on Shabbos, even though Shechita is an Av Malacha, but you'll shecht these lambs, the Shem Korban. He says, Chamishim Shabbatot HaShana. He figures 50 Shabbos is during the year. B'chol Shabbat v'Shabbat arba akvasim shnayim l'tmidim v'shnayim l'musafim. On each one of those Shabbos, you have two lambs for the Korban Tamid, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and two lambs for the Musaf of Shabbos. So it's four lambs you're shechting on 50 Shabbos's. harimatayim levad shabbat shabatoch pesach batoch achad shrivim musfei yom shabbat tlaim pesach v'yarba asar l'chag. Excluding the you have a Shabbos during Pesach where you'll offer you'll offer seven lambs, and during Sukkot you'll offer 14. I know you focus on lambs; they have other korbanot as well, but focusing on lambs. Anyway, the point is you'll have more than 200 lambs you'll shecht for other korbanot tzibur during the year. Let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, Shidduchin Shabbat Amru Lo Minayin Lecha. So they, the Bnei B'Teira, said to Hillel, the way the Rivan understands this, how do you know that the Korban Pesach can be extrapolated from there? In other words, in Achinami, those Korbanot Adocha Shabbos, how do we know that would carry through for the Korban Pesach? So Amar Lahem, Nemar Moadoba Pesach, it says Moadoba Pesach, it says in Parshat Bahalocha, V'yasu ben Yisrael Pesach b'Moado, that Klal Yisrael should make the Korban Pesach b'Moado in its appointed time. V'nemar Moado b'Tamid, and it says Moado by the Tamid. He says, what does it say? What's the pasuk by the Korban Tamid? Yeah, all right. I got it. Okay. Savas seven white lamb, the Korbanilach minishai, Rechnechit, Shmulach, Lavli, Bemoado. Says Moado by the Korban Tamid. Okay, thank you, Michael. So he says, Mamado Amur Batamid, Dochera Shabbat, just like the Moado that's by the Tamid is Docha Shabbos, Amoado Mur Pesach, Dochera Shabbat. Now, it's going to come out from the Gemara that it's really Gezer Shava. In other words, you have two same or similar words in two places. We're going to learn one from the other, but we'll clean this up a little bit more. But the point is, the Gemara is going to learn that by the Korban Tamid, it's Docha Shabbos, and we're going to learn there the Korban Pesach is also Docha Shabbos. And then he said, V'od Kavachomerhu. Then Hill says, in addition to which, it's a Kavachomer. And the Gemara is going to explain that, you know, a Gzeir Shava you can only learn if you have a Mesorah for the Gzeir Shava. So the Bnei B'Teira may not have had a Mesorah for that Gzeir Shava, so he gives a different proof, which is a Kal V'Chomer. Anybody can judge a Kal V'Chomer. He says, V'od Kal V'Chomer hu, Ma Tamid She'en Anosh Karet Docher HaShabbat, that Korban Tamid is not punishable by Karet if you don't bring the Korban Tamid, but it's Docher Shabbos. He says, Pesach She'anosh Karet in Odin She'docher HaShabbat. But Pesach, which is Anosh Karet, is more Chamor, so certainly it's Docher Shabbos. So Miyad Hoshivu Barosh Uminu Nasi Elihem. So he immediately said, you know, You're the most knowledgeable person. We're going to make you the Nasi. But yeah, the way the Bach has, by Yoshev Doresh Kulayom Kulo B'Hilchot Pesach, he was sitting and darshaning the whole day in Hilchot Pesach. You know, there's a story about like these four captives. Have you heard this? This goes back. It relates to like medieval times that they. That you know they were on a ship and you know like four Talmidei Chachamim and then they each got off the ship at different places and they led their communities. So in one place where one of the people got off, so like they saw he was like the biggest Talmid Chacham, they made him the head. But I remember like Reb Braunschweig said like you know in the story it worked out that way, but like in life, you know, like you know, like usually, you know, typically like rabbis are angry if somebody's infringing on what's going on with them. Anyway, but they made Hillel the Nasi. So he says Hidchil Mekantaran B'Devarim. So he began to harass, is the way they translated it in the art scroll, harass the Bnei B'Teira. He says, Amar lehem mikaram lechem she'elemi Babel v'yenasi alechem. What caused me to make Aliyah from Babel to be an Asiyah over all of you? Now, I saw in the Masifta they were saying that Hillel had really come from Babel to study by Shemaiah Vavtalion, but they said Mestama he went back to Babel and then he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. That's the way they said it. So he says Atzlo Chaitabachem was like your laziness. Shlo Shimashem Shnei Gedolei Ador Shemaiah Vavtalion. Again, Shemaiah Vavtalion were in Eretz Yisrael as well. In other words, you didn't use the time properly. You should have grabbed Shemaiah V'Avtalion when they were here. You should have learned from them, right? And we know, like, the story the Gemara has about Hillel
how he, you know, he would make a trepik each day. There was a coin, and half of it he would use to pay the Shomer Petach, and the other half he would send for, you know, half he would use to pay admittance into the Beis Medrash, and half he would use to, the Gemara was in Masechet Shabbat, right? We had it there. And half he would send to his household. And anyway, so the Gemara says, he says, Amrulo. Now they said here in the art scroll that he was trying to like stimulate them to like encourage them to learn more. So, but it was still like kind of like the Gemara is going to say that like the Gemara is going to criticize Hillel later on for speaking this way. So Amrulo Rebbe Shachach v'loivi sakin me'er Shabbat mahu. They said, let's say. So we know you taught us already that the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. But let's say you forgot and you didn't bring a sakin, a knife, to do shechita of the Korban Pesach with you. So now, in other words, if you bring it, in other words, you can't carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. So if you're, you know, Chamin Abrosho, you'll bring a knife before Shabbos and leave it somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash. But let's say you forgot to bring a knife before Shabbos. What should you do? So, and then I saw in the name, the Masifta brought down, I think, from the Chasam Sofer. Listen to this. They want to say that everybody needs their own knife because, in other words, you got a lot of knives, a lot of animals there. So I'll just borrow the next person's knife. So he said, the Chasam Sofer said that when you're shechting, so some of the blood gets absorbed in the knife. So when I shech my animal, so like it's only the menuya. The Korban Pesach can only be eaten by the people registered for it. So I can't have that little bit of blood that, you know, from one animal to another animal. That's what he said. So he says, Amar lehen halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. So he says, I knew this halacha and I forgot it. And the Gemara is going to ascribe it to like the fact the way Hillel spoke caused him to forget this halacha. Ela hanaklan l'Israel, imei neviim heim b'nei neviim heim. If they're not neviim, the sons of neviim. In other words, they have like the blood of prophets coursing through their veins. She says, l'machar mish b'schot leh tochavo b'tzimrom. So the next day, he saw if somebody forgot the knife, they would just take the knife and stick it in the wall of the sheep. And so, in other words, the sheep is going to carry the knife. And there are halakhic issues with that as well, right? So the Gemara is going to address it. One is that you're making use of a country. What do you got for me, Michael? What?
Shvisas behema.
Right, that's one issue, right? Mechamer is the word, right? Shvisas behema is good too. So mechamer, and then the Gemara is going to learn that also, like you're not allowed to use kachim animals for your usage, you know, for your. So anyway, we'll see in a minute. So Mishas Chotle Chodcho Betzamro.
He's not Makadosh until he gets to the.
All thing. Right, that's because you did the daf already, Michael. You heard the shiur.
No, I didn't do it yet.
All right,
I know that's the story.
How did you know that? Okay. All right.
Because if it gets a mum on the way, all those kinds of things.
All right. All right. One minute. Now let's take a look. So anyway, so the second white line. So if it was a tle, a lamb, he would stick the knife or bury it in its wall, apparently, and the lamb would carry the knife to the base of Mikdash. If it was a gedi, a goat, so he would bury it like between its, it doesn't have a lot of, you know, hair, the goat. So he would bury it among its horns and get it over there. And Rashi tells us right away that it's like in a, it's not the normal way that the animal would carry it. In other words, let's look at the Rashi. It's higher than where we are. Mish b'scho gedi, she'ein lo tzemer elaseyar, like what Michael was saying. So it's not considered to be a masui. In other words, you're mitzuvah, you're commanded that your behemoth shouldn't do malacha on Shabbos for you. Why is this not? It's not the derech, like to carry with this animal in such a fashion. That way they brought their sakinim. So the Gemara, back in the Gemara, the third white line, so Hillel saw what the people were doing, and he remembered the halacha. He says, "Va'amar akach mikublani b'pi Shmai v'Avtalion." He says, "This is the way I received from Shmai v'Avtalion. That's exactly what you're supposed to do." All right, let me pause for a moment. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
A couple. What Michael was saying that you wouldn't be makadesh. I thought the animal until you got there because maybe it could get a mum on the way.
All right, but we'll address that.
Don't you do that anything you can do before Shabbos, you do.
All right, we'll address it, and tomorrow we'll address this issue. Okay.
Okay. And the other thing is, why did they call all those korbanot that you had so many matayim or something during the year? They call them all psachim. They're not psachim.
He means like the equivalent of a korban pesach. In other words, the legal equivalent of a korban pesach. That's what he means. In other words, it's a chova that's kavulem zman. You have an obligation. That's what he means. Any other questions? Any other questions from anybody? Okay, let's go further. Okay, so all right, we're on Samach Vav Gimel Aleph.
Aren't you struck by how out of character it is for Hillel to be argumentative and insulting when his whole Zeklal Gadol is
and forgetful?
Right. Well, the Gemara is going to address that a little bit. You heard the Shir on this already today.
No,
you the
Dhamma. No.
Okay, the Gemara is going to address this on the second Amud. But the way that I saw, like the art school said, like his motivation was that he wanted to like encourage them to like learn more, and he was trying to prod them to learn. But it wasn't like the Gemara ascribes criticism to what he said. All right, we'll see in a minute. So the third white line. So now that was a long brisa. So the brisa was from 10 lines from the top till here. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each part of the brisa. So the Gemara says, "Amar Mar, Nemar Mo Adoba Pesach, and Nemar Mo Adoba Tamid." So this is just a quote from the brisa we said before. We said it says the word Moado by Pesach, via Subanei said a Pasach Moado, and then it says, so it says by the Korban Tamid Moado. So just like by the Korban Tamid, you do Shechit on the Tamid on Shabbos, so too by the Pesach. So by Tamid Gufam and Alan the Dachi Shabbat, where do we know that the Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos? In other words, just like the Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos, Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Where do we know the Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos? If you'll say that we're darshening out the word bim moado in its appointed time. So mela, possibly bim moado means appointed time, whatever that appointed time would be. So the Gemara says Pesach nami yachtiv bim moado, but by the Korban Pesach it says moado. So I wouldn't need a gzera shava if that's the limud that he was deducing. I wouldn't need this gzera shava. Ella moado lo mashmale. So rather, moado doesn't teach me that the Korban Pesach is docha Shabbos. So hakanami moado lo mashmale, and neither by the Korban Tamid doesn't indicate that. So and Rashi points out, if you look at Rashi, it says pesach nami ktibi moado lo shamet minei. So we don't learn it from there. When we tamid yalfidlin, we're learning from the Korban Tamid. El korcha mi debayit lemelach mi tamid lo mishtam lehu dechiat Shabbat damri moado de kamar bezman hetera kamar. In other words, the way it could be that moado means when you're otherwise permitted to shech the animal, bring it in its appointed time. Hach betamid nami lo mashmal lehu umanale. So umanale. So but the tamid also the same way. So but moado by itself doesn't necessarily imply that it's Docha Shabbos. Moado can be an appointed time, but if it's Shabbos, not. That could be. So back in the Gemara, the sixth white line, Elamar Kro, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato, Olat HaTamid. So it says, you'll bring the Ola of Shabbos on each Shabbos, the burnt offering of Shabbos on each Shabbos, that the Torah says, Mufurash, you have a Musaf to bring on Shabbos, that the Torah says, bring it on Shabbos. And then it says, Al Olat HaTamid, in addition to which, the Ola Tamid. So I see the Tamid is also Docha Shabbos. Michlal Ola de Tamid Kreva B'Shabbat. That's where I know it from. All right. Amar Viod Kavachomer. Then in the Brisa, so Hillel adduced this Gzera Shava, and then he said, we also have a Kavachomer. Yamamar Viod Kavachomer. Uma Tamid She'inonosh Karet Docheta Shabbat. Just like the Tamid, which is not punishable by Karet, is Doche Shabbos, pushes away the Shabbos. Pesach Shanosh Karet no Dinch Docheta Shabbat. So the Gemara says it's not a great kavachomer. It's a vulnerable kavachomer. If it's vulnerable, it has a pircha. Pircha is a question. So ikal mifrach, mal the tamid shkein tadir v'kalil. The tamid
is every day of the year, 365 days of the year, and it's totally burnt up. So the fact that the Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos doesn't necessarily carry through that the Korban Pesach will be Docha Shabbos, even though the Korban Pesach has a Chi of Karet. So on this side, I have a Chi of Karet, but on the Korban Tamid side, I have it every day, and it's Kula Khalil. It's all burnt up. The Pesach is not all burnt up. If it's all burnt up, we take it that it's like on a higher level. I was discussing this with Roy Packer today, and he was saying that way as well. He says, so, Shantiva Khalil. So the Gemara says, Kavachomer Amalu Bereisha. So he says that Hillel initially adduced the Kavachomer to the Bnei Beteira, Uparchua, and then they shtugged up the Kavachomer. Vahadar Amaluhu Gezer Shava. And then afterwards, he said over the Gezer Shava. So if he had already the Gezer Shabbat, what does he even? Why did he even bother with the Kavachomer? If he's got a Gezer Shabbat, what's he bothering with the Kavachomer? So the Gemara says, "Eladidhu ka'amar lahu b'shlem Gezer Shabbat lo gamritu." In other words, I understand you don't have a Mesorah for this Gezer Shabbat. He says, "Dein adam don Gezer Shabbat me'atzmo." Well, you can't make up a Gezer Shabbat on your own. But anybody can propound a kavachomer, so you should propound this kavachomer. So amrulei kavachomer prichuhu. It's like a vulnerable kavachomer. It's not so great. All right, let me just take a look for a second. Let me just do this Rashi, which is nice. Not so nice. I mean, it's nice, but let's do it. 10 lines from the bottom, above. V'chimiachar degami merabotav shizir shavazu. Since Hillel had this Mesorah from his Rebbeim, this was Gezer Shava, L'chach Ba'a, the Kaimelan and Dan Gezer Shava Yatzmo, Elim Kein Kablo Va Mi Sinai. In other words, you can't just make up a Gezer Shava, you have the Mesorah that goes back to Sinai. The Dilma Kra L'milta Achritia, maybe the Pesuk is coming to teach you something else. The Kaimen Dehu Kaki Be'al, Harehu Kamosh Nechta Begufo, Be'perish, V'lamalei Kabachomer, Shudavar, Svara midato milo. So why did he bother with the kavachomer? All right, so this we covered, this we did. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. All right, now I think we're going to get to some of your issues now. So the bottom line on Samach Vav and Aleph, the two dots. So Amamar, Lamachar, Mishpisko Tle, Tokiblo, with Samro, somebody who had a lamb, he would, and he forgot the knife, he would bury the knife in the wool of the lamb. He says, Gedi tokev lo bein karnav. It was a gedi, he would, you know, somehow put the knife between the horns and the knife would get where it needed to go. So turn page on the top line on some of them, 66b on the top line. He says, the Gemara says, Vahaka avid avoda bekachim. So the Gemara first addresses a different issue that you're doing avoda bekachim. You're using the kachim to do a type of work or labor on your behalf. He says, and if you look at Rashi, the top Rashi, over mishum lo tavot b'chor. It says you can't use b'chor tzonecha, but the Gemara takes it that's the way by all kachim. So the Gemara says the top line, the Aleph ki Hillel. In other words, they were following the principle that was stated by Hillel. Tanya amru alav Hillel, they said concerning Hillel, miyamav lo ma'aladam ba'olato. Nobody ever did me'ila. Me'ila is like improper use of kachim. Nobody ever improperly used his ola. In other words, if he was bringing a korban ola, nobody would ever improperly use it. Why? Ela miviyah chulin la'azara. He would bring it in a state of chulin to the azara. In other words, before he was makdishit, he'd bring it to the azara. U'makdisha v'samech yado aleha, and then do smicha on a v'shochata. So the Gemara says, okay, so presumably that's what they were doing with the Korban Pesach. They were bringing the Korban Pesach to the Azara, then Makdish it in the Azara. So the fact that the lamb or the kid, you know, carried the knife was not an issue of using Kachim because it wasn't Kachim yet. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, he says, Pesach b'Shabbat hechi matzi Makdish lei. But how could you be makdish korban pesach on Shabbat? Vatznan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Beah, ein makdishin vein marichin vein machrimin. Makdish is when you declare something, you know, for hekdesh, you know, like even like a korban. Vein marichin is when the person declares the value of somebody, will, you know, will belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Machrimin is also a type of, it could be a cherem for the Beis HaMikdash or a cherem for the Kohanim. Is you don't do any of those things on Shabbat, is what the Tana of the Mishnah says. It's domen l'mekach o'memkar. It's like business. In other words, if to do that, so business is prohibited on Shabbat, either because it's a gzero that you come to write, or it's b'msochef sechavadaber davar. That's what they said. Truma u'masrot, and we don't separate out truma and masrot on Shabbat. That we don't do that. Or it's called elu b'yom tov amru. They said, well, you can't do any of those on yantiv. Kavachomer b'Shabbat, kavachomer b'Shabbat. So you're not allowed to be makdish anything on Shabbat. So how could they? We're talking about that erev Pesach was on a Shabbat. So how could they be makdish the animals? So hanimile bechovot she'in kavul hanzman. That's only if you have an obligatory korban that doesn't have a definite time. Let's say a korban chatat, a korban asham, is I'm obligated to bring the korban chatat. I'm obligated to bring the korban asham. I don't have to bring it today. I don't have to bring it tomorrow, but I'm obligated to bring it. So then we say you don't do it. But with the time, with there's no other time to do it, say nachinami, you are allowed about the kavulim zman makdishin. But if it's kavulim zman has a definite time, we could be makdish. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan makdish tam pischo b'Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan says a person can be makdish his korban Pesach on Shabbat, which is what we're talking about. And Rabbi Yochanan is an Amari. He lives many years after Hillel, but he's articulating the idea makdish tam pischo b'Shabbat v'chagigato b'yom tov. And person can be makdish is chagiga on yantiv. Simple pshat, you don't bring the chagiga on yantiv, right? At the Seder, right? We say, or many people say, like when it's on Motzei, like this year, the first Seder is going to be Motzei Shabbat. So normally we say, v'nochal sham min hazvachim min apsachim. We'll eat from the zvachim and from the psachim. Zvachim are the Korban Chagiga, and then the Korban Pesach. But this year, you don't bring the Chagiga on Shabbat, so we'll say, v'nochal sham min ha-psachim min ha-psachim min ha-zvachim. We'll eat from the psachim, and then the zvachim we'll do maybe tomorrow, something like that. Although some want to say that it's talking about next year, so I think Rabbi Yaakov Hemden has a piece like that, so it's not shy to change it this year. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So, one minute. I'll pause it just two lines, okay? He says, "Ababa chovot shekavul hamzman makdishin." Damar Rabbi Yochanan makdishin pischa b'shabbat kito b'yom tov. Okay, let me pause. Okay, who had a question? Who was speaking just now?
But there was no reason given for why you can be makdishin on Shabbos if you could have done it on Friday.
No. So, in other words, according to Hillel, he feels that you shouldn't be makdish it before you get to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, as to prevent me'ila, you want to be makdish it when you get it to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says you would only be makdish it when. In other words,
about all these fancy tanayim that we do to light candles and things?
What do you want to do? I don't understand.
Be makdish it with the tnai that when I get to the Beit HaMikdash, it will be kachim.
It's like set up some tanai where it'll be chal tomorrow, like that.
Yeah.
Like you make a declaration now.
That's the preparation. That's the hachana. Right. I'm not doing that on Shabbos.
Yeah. The hachana wasn't the issue. The issue was the Mecha Chomemkar was the issue.
Okay.
Let's take a look. Let's see what he says here. One minute. Let me take a look. Yeah, he says here, he says in the article in footnote 8, he says that since like the Torah is waiving the restrictions for shechita, the animal, so the rabbinic prohibitions are also waived. That's what he says. Let me take a look at the Rashi here. What does he say? One minute. Yeah, if you look at Rashi, the second arrow line in Rashi, Chovot akvul en zman lebo b'yom shapir dami dehol v'nishchatin ayom yechol lahakdishan ayom. Since we see the Torah permits you to shecht it, you're allowed to be makdish it. In other words,
so that goes along with it, like in a package.
In other words, right, the Torah is saying, like, we see the Torah is evincing intent. I could be, you know, do what would be a malacha d'oraisa today. So the Chachamim say, under those circumstances, we're going to lift our restrictions as well. All right, let's see further. Now, this is on the 10th line now. V'lo mechamer. So, but now, like, well, this is the topic Michael was speaking about. Like, mechamer is when you load your animal to carry it on Shabbat. So here you're loading the animal with this knife, and the animal's walking maybe through the Rishus HaRabim or things like that. So the Gemara says, mechamer kol achar yad. So this mechamer is kol achar yad. It's in an irregular fashion. In other words, the sheep doesn't normally carry and doesn't certainly carry thing in its wool. So that's like an irregular fashion. So it's not a malacha. It's not an Isur D'oraisa. In other words, that's not the Isur D'oraisa. So the Gemara says mechamer kol achar yad nami nehiti Isur D'oraisa l'kisur midrabanan mi'aika. But there's still a rabbinic prohibition from doing mechamer kol achar yad. He says hainu dekabai minei davar sheish lo heter min haTorah with davar shvut omid lefanav. So he says that's what they were asking. You know, something which is mutar min haTorah, meaning the shechita of the animal with davar shvut omid lefanav, and there's a rabbinic prohibition in place. La'akro kol achar yad b'makom mitzvah mai. So can I be oker it? Can I be okur b'kala achar yad? So that's what the B'nai B'tei were asking Hillel. In other words, here's a situation. You forgot your knife at home, or you realize on Shabbos morning that the knife's at home. Is there a way to get the knife to the Beis HaMikdash? And you have this mitzvah and you know, the whole shebang like that. Okay, so... okay, so Amar Lahen, so Hillel said, Halacha zu shamati b'shachachti. He says, I learned this halacha, but I forgot it. El hanichal in Israel, imei nevim hein, b'nei nevim hein. If they're not nevim, they're the sons of nevim, so you can rely on what they're doing. Okay? All right, any questions, comments, tell us what we did so far? Everybody good? Don't you wish every daf and daf yomi was like this? It's like, right, nice little story here. It goes, huh, goes nice, like a sailboat down the river. This. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, we're at the two dots. Now we have some more nice Gemaras. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kuala Mityaher, Im Chachamu Chachmato Mislachim Imenu. If a person, like, acts arrogantly, if he's a Chacham, his wisdom leaves him. He says, "Im navihu nevuatom eslachem imenu." He's a navi; his nevuah leaves him. And the idea is the Torah only resides on a person who's an anav, presumably nevuah as well. So once you pull that out, so all the chachma leaves you, right? We've had this before, right? The Gemara says in Tanis that Torah is compared to water, and just like water always goes to the lowest place, so the Torah only resides in a person who's an anav. So let's take a look back on the Gemara. He says, "What?" What? No, it's coming up. Be patient. It's coming up. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Im chacham hu chachmato mislachem imenu." If he's a chacham, his chacham leaves him. Mi Hillel. We see this from Hillel. He says, "Da amar mar hechil mekantaram bedvarim." Hillel began to harass the Bnei B'Teira b'kamar luhu halacha zu shemati b'shachachti. And then he says to them, you know, like he said, how come, you know, you didn't warrant Mishamesh Shemai Vav Talion, and then he forgets the halacha. He says, so that we see that from Hillel, Im Navihu Nevuatomis Lachem Imenu, and if a person's a Navi, their prophetic, you know, Ruach HaKodesh will leave them. He says, Mi Devora, from Devora, it was a Neviya, Dechtiv Chalu Prazon B'Israel Chadelu. He says, like you were in terrible shape. This is Shirat Devora, which is actually this week's Haftorah. It's the Haftorah for Parshat B'Shalach, right? So it says, Chalu, isn't it interesting the way with Dafyomi we see things connected up? Actually, all right. So Devora, Chalu Prazon B'Israel Chadelu. This is one long Haftorah. It's not the longest Haftorah, but it's not like, I guess it's Maftir Yonah, I think, would be probably the longest one. But this, it's a long Haftorah, at least for Ashkenazim, it's very long. Sephardim have it half as long. But anyway, but the Chalu Prazon B'Israel means, like, unwalled cities had ceased. In other words, you were being oppressed. Everything was a mess. Achakamti Devorah Shakamti Im Yisrael, until I arrived on the scene. That's what Devorah says. And then a few psukim later, she says, Uri Uri Devorah, Uri Uri Dabri Shir, like arouse yourself, Devorah, like the Shekhinah had left her and she wasn't able to continue on with her Shira. So you see that, you know, the Gemara takes it that like she was acting a little bit on the Gemara takes it like there was an element of arrogance in her statement. Rish Lakish Amar, Kul Adam Shekoes, here you are, Aaron Moshe. Rish Lakish says, Kul Adam Shekoes, Im Chachamu Chachma Tomis Talakim Imenu, Naviyu Nivu Tomis Talakim Imenu. If he's a Chacham, his Chachma leaves him. If he's a Navi, his Navua leaves him. Im Chachamu Chachma Tomis Talakim Imenu, Mi Moshe. Now, the Gemara quotes an incident where Moshe got angry with in Parshas Matot with after the Milchama Midian, but the Marsha brings down there were earlier cases. One of the cases where Moshe Rabbeinu got angry was in this week's Parshat HaShavua. Is he was angry with the people who with the man that they went out on Shabbat. He says there were people who went out on Shabbat for Lo Matzahu. They didn't find the man there. So, but here the Marsha says it's the most explicit reference to it. So he says here. It says Mimosha Dechtiv, like Sofo Shabakudeya Chayal Vigomer, the Moshe Rabbeinu get angry with the soldiers because they had let the Midianite women alive. In other words, the women had enticed the Jews to do a Beirot, and he says, Ha Chayitem Kol Nekeva, you let them live. What did you bring them around? So he says, Uchtiv, Vayomer Lazar Kolon Shed Sabah, Vayim Lamelchma, Zorukukara Torah, Shed Sivah Shem and Moshe Vigomer. Then Elazar Cohen has to instruct them how they can like kasher the kalim they got from Midian. And he said, these are laws that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not speaking anymore because he was angry. He Chachman disappeared from him. He says, M'michlal, D'moshe, Yalei Mine. So it was hidden from Moshe. Im Navi, who Nevu Thomas Lekam Imenu, if he's a Navi, his Nevu will disappear from him, May Elisha, from we see it from Elisha Navi, Dechtiv. Now there's an incident in Sefer Malachim where Yehoshaphat and Yehoram, Yehoshaphat is the king of Yehuda, you know, like the Jewish kingdom was split into two kingdoms, the 10 northern tribes and the 2 southern tribes. So Yehoram was the king of the 10 northern tribes, and Yehoshaphat was the king of the southern tribes. And then they went on a joint military expedition together. And then he says, so Elisha says, "Tachtiv lepnei Yehoshaphat melech Yudani nosei," if it wasn't for the fact that that you know, I'm a chabed, you know, Yehoshaphat, I wouldn't even, you know, speak to you. In other words, you're a big obed avodah zarah, Yehoram. He says, imabit elecha v'imareka, if I would look at you, or you know, he says, so he's angry. Uchtiv v'yatak chuli menagein, v'akenagein amagein, but he alav yad Hashem. Then it says, like, to calm down, he had to have music, so that he would get the nevuah from Hashem. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right, such a quiet group today. Okay, the third wide line from the top, from the bottom, at the bottom. So Amar Mani Bar Patish, Kol Shekoes, Afilu Poskin Lav Gedula Min Hashamayim, Morido Noto, that if anybody is like an angry disposition, even if it's been a judge in Shemayim that he should have like an exalted position, he'll be removed from it. He says, Menalan, where do we see this? Me Eliab. Eliab was the brother of David HaMelech. He says, Shenemar, Vayichar Af Eliab David, Vayomer, Lamazi Yirada Tav Yomina Tashta Mar Hatzon, Hahena Bamidbar, and Yadati Zon Chavid Rol Babecha, Kilman Ro'odam Elchama Yeradato. So this is when David HaMelech is visiting his brothers who are in the field of battle. And this is with Goliath. Goliath keeps coming out every day, Isha Beinayim, taunting the Jewish soldiers, you know. So David HaMelech shows up, and then his brother Eliab says, "What are you doing here? Like, and who did you like drop? You just dropped all the sheep where, and you're just here. I know you just want to see what's going on in the war." And then when Shmuel came to anoint one of the sons of Yishai as a king, so b'kuluktiv lo bazeh b'char Hashem. So by each son he looks at, so Shmuel says lo bazeh b'char Hashem. This is not the one that God chose. He says uve Eliav ktiv Vayomer Shem el Shmuel, al tabila morei uvil gova komato ki ma'as tiyu. Shem says to Shmuel, don't look at his looks or his height, because I've detested him. So the fact that I've detested him sounds like he was in good graces, then he got out of good graces. He says, Mechlal dehabarachim le ara'ina. So the implication is that he was in good shape, but he exhibited a disposition of anger. So Rashi points out that the incident with David and the war actually takes place later in the Navi. Let's see the Rashi. Around 10 lines to the bottom, the Rashi Lo Bachar. Lo Bachar Mashma Meolam. Sounds like he never chose any of these other brothers. Aval Ma'astiu Mashma Hashta Ma'astiu. Ma'astiu sounds like now I've detested him. Neshu Ragzan, because he's like an angry disposition. Ma'aso. Michlal She Mitchila Nivchar, that originally he was chosen. The Avagav the Haimai said the Mashiach Kodam L'Ragzanut, even though this incident with the anointing took place before the later incident when David visits the soldiers in the field of battle. We don't see any flaw in Eliab except this. Like Hashem knew that he's like an angry disposition, so he lost his what would have been his position. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? All right, we're on a roll.
Okay. So he stumps down on the anger and the arrogance.
What arrogance and anger? Bad news.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What's up with Yosef? What do you got for me, Yosef?
So Eliab was going to be the king instead of David HaMelech?
Well, it sounds like he would have had an exalted position. I don't know if king or exalted position, but whatever it was, now he was Ma'astiyu. Now he rejected him. I don't know what to say. That's the way it sounds like. One second. Yeah, I don't know what to say. That's what it sounds like. All right. All right, let's keep moving. All right, now. Okay, so the first very wide line downstairs. So the Gemara says, Ashkan Tamid Pesach Tatahu Shabbat. So we've already established that the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach are Docha Shabbos, right? Clearly the Korban Shabbos is Docha Shabbos. The Torah tells you to bring it. But the Korban Tamid, which is every day, is also Docha Shabbos, and the Korban Pesach as well. And there's a little bit of a chish with the Korban Pesach, because I mentioned to you, like it's always Korban Ot Tzibur that are Docha Shabbos. The Pesach, as Rashi points out nearby in our Sugya, he says, if you look in the Rashi, six lines from the bottom, this is a nice little Rashi to remember, Pesach Ikri Korban Tzibur. Rashi says the Korban Pesach is called the Korban Tzibur. He says, Da'ati B'kinufya, comes in large groups. He says, B'idach Pirkin, the Gemara is going to say it later on. It's nice to keep in mind. Okay, so the Gemara says, the Dachu Tuma Menalan, where do we know that the Korban Pesach and the Korban Tamid would be Docha Tuma? So Tuma would be, let's say, most of Klai Yisrael would be Tamei, or the Kohanim would be Tameim, or the Klei Sharit would be Tameim. They still go ahead and do the Korban. Where do we know that? So Amri, and this discussion will take us into tomorrow. Amri, they said, Ki hechi di alef Pesach mein Tamid linin Shabbat, hachinami alef Tamid Pesach linin Tuma. In other words, we set up the telephone line. We have Moado, Moado. So I learned from the Korban Tamid. Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos. I learned that because it's a lot Shabbat b'Shabbato, I learned the Pesach is Docha Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, we're going to flip it over the other way. The Gemara is going to say, we know the Pesach is Docha Shabbos, we'll see. And then from there, we'll learn that the Tamid is Docha. You'll have Tamid Pesach linin Tuma. U'Pesach gufa menalan. Where do you know the Korban Pesach is Docha Tuma? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Kroa, this is a pasuk in Bahar Shabalotcha. It says, Ishish ki atamei lanefesh, that if any person will be tamei lanefesh, a tamei made. Tamei lanefesh means tamei made. Ish nidcha le pesach sheni, so an individual is pushed over to pesach sheni. Ishish ki tamei. If an individual is tamei, he'll bring it in pesach sheni. Ve'in tzibur nidachim le pesach sheni, ela abdi betuma. The tzibur means if most of the tzibur is tamei, they're not pushed over to Pesach Sheni, they do it in the Pesach Rishon. So, and then presumably we'll learn the Korban Tamid from there. So, Amalei Reb Shimon Lakish, Reb Yochanan, Reb Lakish says, I could darshan the Pesukim differently. Ema, Ish Nechel Pesach Sheni, I'll say an individual is pushed over to Pesach Sheni, Sibur late Lahu, Takantalo Pesach Rishon, Velo Pesach Sheni. Maybe the Sibur has no Takana, not at Pesach Rishon, not at Pesach Sheni. In other words, you got it right. The pasuk says an individual is supposed to beshel sheni, and the question is, what about a tzibur? You assume the tzibur makes the pesach rishon. Maybe the tzibur has no, you know, remedy. Maybe the tzibur is totally out the door.
So, but what's the number? What's the cutoff between tzibur individual?
The row.
100 Jews.
The row of the tzibur. The row.
Pure row.
We'll see. Well, we're going to see later on in the Gemara is going to discuss it. But the rov would be okay. So the Gemara says, let's see what we have here. Yeah, it comes up later on in the sugya. One minute, Rashi brings it up on Amud Bay. Amud. Yeah, if you look at the second line of Rashi on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, he says Kisharov Sibur Tameim B'Meid. Osim Pesach Betuma. So he's one of most. That's what Rashi says. But there's a sugya coming up about it. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. Two lines at the bottom. Ela Mar Bshem and Lakish Mehacha. Vishlachuna Machane Kol Tzeru V'Kol Zav V'Kol Tamei L'Nafesh. This is in Parshat Naso. So it says you should send out of the Machane. The Machane. We know there are three Machane. There's Machane Shechina where the Beis Hamikdash is. Machane Levia where Har Abayit. And then Machane Yisrael is Yerushalayim. So you have three Machanot. You have the Beis HaMikdash, you have Har HaBayit, and you have Yerushalayim. So he says, Vishalchu in a Machane from the Machane, which is Machane Shechina, from the Beis HaMikdash, you have to expel from there Kol Tzeruv V'Kol Zav V'Kol Tamei L'Nafesh. Any Mitzora, a Zav is like a person with a type of emission, and a person who's Tamei Meit. He says, Yomar Tamei Meitim, Yomar Zavin Mitzorayin. Why does the Torah have to mention Tamei Meit? In other words, the Mitzorah and the Zav have more Chamor Tuma than a Tamei Meit. Everybody's an Avatuma, but if you look at Rashi, five lines to the bottom in Rashi, Zav and Mitzorayim, Chamurim and Tamei Meitim, Shrei Tuma, Yotza, Aleim, Igufan. In other words, the Tuma is from their guf. In other words, Tamei Meit, he got it from outside his guf. The Mitzorah and the Zav, it's from their guf, from their body themselves. We'll see in a minute. So he says, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yomar Tmei Meitim, the Yomar Zavin Mutsarayin. So let the Torah just say, Tmei Meit. I know what Tmei Meit has to be sent out from the base of Mikdash. And I'll know, certainly the Zav and the Mitzorah have to be sent out, but Niyomir Tmei Meitim Mishtach and Zavin Mutsarayin Lo Kol Shekain. Certainly Zavin Mutsarayin. Elo, let's take a look at the top line on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, 67a, the top line. Elo, Yesh Lecha Sha'ah, Shezav and Mitzorah Mishtalchin, Vein Tmei Meit Mishtalchin. There is a time when a Zav and a Mitzorah will be thrown out of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Tmei Meit will not be thrown out of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Ve'eze, it's a Pesach HaBa Betuma, that's Pesach comes Betuma. Now, remember, when the Pesach comes Betuma, it's only a heter for the people who are Tmei Meitim. Other people, other Tuma, no heter for it. That's the raya that Reish Lakish wants to bring. And that's where I think we're going to pause today. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in today's daf?
We were talking yesterday about how long it takes to roast the...
Yeah, the kevis. Yeah, that's Joyce's right. Question. Yeah.
Is there like a perfect size group for...
It's interesting. I was Googling this yesterday or Sunday. Michael had asked me, and I was Googling, and I found on the Googling there was some website where they were talking about how many people would be for the animal. So I don't know the perfect size group, but you see, the Torah says v'mimata bayit miot miseh, that if like a household is not enough for a set, so the set could be oversized. I don't know what the thing would be. But you could imagine, let's say you have a lamb, it's a 25-pound lamb, you know, so everybody has to get a kezias. So that could theoretically be a group, like if it's 25 pounds, a pound is more than a kezias. So there could be 25 or 50 people with a 25-pound lamb, it seems to me. But I don't know the perfect arrangement. All right. Any questions?
Did they make another protein just in case people weren't satisfied?
No, that's again, they had the Korban Chagiga. So you have the Korban Chagiga.
Alasova.
Yeah, you eat the Korban Chagiga. Chagiga, and then you go to the Korban Pesach.
You were right. Stuffed before you got it.
All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let me.
Wasn't there one of a Korban Yachid that was Daicha Shabbos?
Yeah, on when the Nesi'im, right, when the Nesi'im brought their korbanot, right, Ryan. Right, that's true. It was the Nasi for the seventh day. Right, there was a Korban Chatat that was brought, which is a Korban Yachid, which is atypical. All right, let's just take a look. Let me stop the recording. All right, the recording is over.